Come in. Sit down. Have a drink with me. Make yourself comfortable. I just wanted to say I had such a nice time with you tonight. You've got a great sense of humour, and I love your smile. How did you know that was my favourite restaurant? Oh, a lucky guess. Well, you certainly have good taste. Yes, I guess it's true that the Michelin guide doesn't just recommend anything. Were you surprised I said yes when you asked me out? You can be honest. A little bit. Just a little bit. Well, I wasn't surprised when you asked me. I saw it in your eyes the first time we met. Such a shy boy, aren't you? See? Now you're blushing. I love that. I really do. Does it make you nervous when I get so close? Pressing my body against yours like this. Running my hand over your chest. Oh, maybe you should put your drink down. Your hand is shaking a little. I wouldn't want you to spill it. I mean, look at you, all dressed up, much nicer than what you usually wear to work. No, not that you're a bad dresser, but I can tell you put some real effort in tonight, didn't you? Oh, I can just imagine you getting ready, combing your hair a few different ways, trying to look your best, picking your outfit. And choosing a nice cologne. It's all very flattering. But I should tell you, I've had my eye on you too. Oh, you're blushing again. I know what you're thinking. Why me? And I'm going to tell you. Like I said, since the first time we met, I knew you were just the kind of boy I like. You squirm every time I say boy. Do you know why? I do. When we first met, I knew right away. You lowered your head ever so slightly. I'm sure no one else would even notice, but I did. Your breathing changed. You closed your mouth and started breathing through your nose. Do you know you do that when you're nervous or excited? Have you noticed that you're doing it right now? I love that. And then this whole past year, I've been flirting with you. You are so much fun to flirt with. Because you just have no idea what to do when a woman gives you any attention at all. It is adorable. Pathetic in a way, but adorable. When I drop by your office, I see your whole demeanour change. It's like the highlight of your day, isn't it? And now, you have me sitting here. Right next to you, touching you, and you're still too scared to make the first move, aren't you? You want to touch me, you want to kiss me, don't you?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're so easy. Did I say you could kiss me?
That's right.
Do you think you should ever kiss a girl like me without permission?
No? Then why didn't you ask? What makes you think you have any right to kiss me? Look at me. I don't care what you thought or what you thought I meant. Stop it. Shut up and listen. You don't kiss me or touch me without permission. Understood? Good. Now say it. You don't kiss or touch me without permission. What? Call me Miss. That's right. I don't kiss or touch you without permission, Miss. Oh, much better. Look at me. How does that feel? Well, you should be embarrassed. Oh, you blush so beautifully, boy. And you just can't sit still, can you? It's okay. You can squirm for me. You can't help it, can you? This is why I like boys like you. I've been testing you, probing you, seeing what makes you tick. I've known all along, but I wanted to be sure. A boy like you is used to being rejected by girls like me, aren't you? Always finding a reason to let you down easy. Giving you an excuse to let you feel it isn't about you. Maybe they say they're seeing someone. Maybe they just aren't dating right now. But then you find out they're single or that they're seeing other men. They do that because you're sweet. You're kind. You're a good person. And you'd probably be a good boyfriend. But most girls want something more than that. They want to be chased, pursued, tracked down and taken. And you just don't have that in you, do you? You aren't really a predator, are you?
No.
You're much better as prey. Much better. See? There it is. Blushing and squirming again. I've always attracted big, strong men. Real men. Smart, rich, powerful, handsome. I will admit it was fun for a time. I'd wrap them around my finger. I'd make them my slaves. It was intoxicating. There was always something missing. And then I discovered boys like you. Boys I had ignored my whole life. You know girls like me ignore boys like you, right? Boys like you are different. So needy. But there's something more. All those girls, all your life, ignoring you, rejecting you. That must have been so hard for you, all your life. So you take those moments and you turn them into something you can control. You take the rejection and you make it feel good, don't you? You can't stop thinking about those girls, probably all the way back to high school. The ones you wanted, the ones you never got. When I looked into your eyes the very first time, that's what I saw. I saw the desire and the need, but I also saw the pain. And I know what you do with that pain. You twist it and transform it into something hot and erotic. And then you masturbate thinking about it. Don't you dare lie about it. You can't hide from me. I know who and what you are. I know what you do in the morning, in the shower, before bed. You are a chronic masturbator. Stop it. The more you try to deny it, the more obvious it is to me. Now say it. Say it. That's right. That is exactly what you are. Chronic masturbator. Can you hear your voice change when you admit it? Like a little boy.
So adorable. I've never seen cheeks get quite so red. You should be embarrassed and ashamed. Do you think about me when you masturbate? Well? Oh, no, 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 no. A simple yes, miss won't cut it. I want to hear you say it. All of it. Look at me. In my eyes. Say it again. You think about me when you masturbate, do you? Mm-hmm. And how do you think I feel about that? Good guess. I mean, I don't want you kissing me or touching me without permission, making me the object of your gross masturbation sessions. Well, let's just say it doesn't sit well. Well, those other girls too. Did you ask permission to masturbate, thinking about them? No, I didn't think so. That's the problem with chronic masturbators, you see. You're selfish. And you're so wrapped up in your own pathetic fantasies that you think you have some kind of right to us. Well, you don't. You should be ashamed of yourself. I think you owe me an apology, don't you? Oh no, I think for something like this, you should do it down on your knees. Good boy. Oh, are you? Sorry, huh? For what? What are you sorry for doing? Ah, how sorry are you? And? You won't ever do it again. Oh, really? I'm not sure I believe you. This is a very hard habit to break. You realise that, right? It's going to take control and very strict discipline. Okay, come back up here. Let me hold you a bit. I know you're sorry. I know. It's okay. You can cry for me. That's it. It's okay, my poor baby. I'm here for you. Shh, 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 shh. Shh. I'm going to help you with your masturbation problem. Yes, I am. But you have to ask me. That is sweet. I'd love to help you with your masturbation problem. But I have to be sure. I really want to hear you beg me for it. Such a good boy. Tell me how much you need this. I have something special for you. It's a cage. Yes, a cage for your cock. Now stand up and pull down your trousers. Let's see. Oh my. Well, it's never going to fit with you in that state. Here, let me help a bit. Oh, don't be nervous. Stop being a baby. It's just some ice. It won't hurt. Well, maybe a little. Hold still, you big baby. It's just a little bit cold. See? We just squeeze your balls through the ring. There's one. And oh, so cute, he's trying to hide. And there we go. Then we slide the rest through like this, and perfect. How does that feel? Nice and snug. Comfy? Well, you'll get used to it. I love how it looks. I mean, I really love it. Some girls want to find a guy to put a ring on their finger. All I'm looking for is one who wants me to put a ring on his cock.
Oh no, it's starting to get hard again. So let's just
slip the cage on. There we go. Nice and secure. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable if you keep growing like that. Yoy, yoy. Doesn't that look nice, all locked up? All locked up for me. And then I just slide this little lock in the cylinder and turn the key. See? And pull it out. There. All locked up. And now I get to wear your key as jewellery. I wonder if anyone at the office will ask about it. What should I say? Oh, I'll think of something, I'm sure. It feels nice to hold this in my hand. I can already feel you struggling a bit to try not to get hard. No, you aren't doing a very good job. Oh, that does look painful. Poor baby. Maybe if I lean down and kiss it, it will make it all better. Worse. Really? I thought you liked my kisses. And why do you have to wear this cage? Tell me. That's right. Because you are a chronic masturbator. And why else? Yes. To treat your masturbation problem. And why else? That's right. Because you masturbate thinking about me without my permission. Shh, it's okay. You don't need to apologize anymore. We're taking care of it, aren't we? I'm going to keep you here with me tonight. I want to monitor your chastity and make sure there are no problems. I have a pillow for you. You can sleep on the floor next to my bed. Now, get undressed. I want you naked for me. The first night is always the worst. How long? Oh, we'll talk about that in the morning. Do try to get some rest. Do try not to think about it.